As the years roll on by, I am becoming more and more aware of how important it is to develop healthy habits that are necessary to my future well-being. With International Women's Day upon us this week, March 8th, I am reminded to get on the bandwagon and make some adjustments to my lifestyle so that I can enjoy a little more longevity and be happy with myself. From someone who was very physically active for the first half of my life to someone who had a couple of minor surgery setbacks over the years that inhibited the fitness a bit, to my current poor excuse of breaking my hip in early 2020, I am trying to shake the dust off my brain and body and get with it and get on with it. Well, chalk it up to menopause, too much couch therapy, a little more wine than health regulations allow, or whatever. It is what it is, and a person always needs a jumping off or fed up with it point to do what they need to do. No more excuses. So, I am hoping that the good intentions I have today will prove to be profitable deeds tomorrow. I have procrastinated far too long and am certainly not happy with the midlife and midsection bulge I have been ignoring for far too long. My health is optimally good, my mindset is positive and optimistic, so why is it that my body isn't cooperating? Okay, so we all know that physical exercise and healthy eating, good nutrition, are what's supposed to make the difference. It's all about raising the activity level and incorporating more protein in the diet. Instead of lifting a fork more often than necessary, change it up and lift some weights regularly and get some exercise. Even walking at least 3 times a week has health benefits. Small changes can have huge impacts, not only in the physical realm but also in the mind. Get an oxytocin boost to give you a little more life satisfaction and self-esteem. Build up estrogen with exercise and keep progesterone levels at bay by eating well and avoiding saturated fats, as well as keeping stress at a minimum, too. A good suggestion is to find the why or strong reason for wanting to lose weight. It's all about being healthy, happy, and wanting to grow old gracefully and vibrantly. Doesn't everyone want to feel good and be able to pursue their dreams of travel or whatever? I am not a follower of the teachings of Buddha, but just as many philosophers over the ages have done, a little inspirational nugget can go a long way. He said, "The secret of health for both mind and body is not to mourn for the past, not to worry about the future, or not to anticipate troubles, but to live in the present moment wisely and earnestly. For now, I have a plan and the motivation to do it, so I just need to successfully implement it until satisfactory results are obtained. Where there's a will, there's a way." The views and opinions expressed in this article are those of the author, and do not necessarily reflect the position of this publication.